Hare Krishna. Today is an exciting day because the production team is coming down with part of it, the Krishna Manohar Prabhu, Sundar Prabhu, coming down with copies of volume 1 of Navarajamahima, number 1 and 2. I just have to decide on the color around the numbers for the gold stamper, and then the books will all be completed by Friday. So that happens this evening, and we'll take some pictures, and obviously some feedback tomorrow. Yesterday evening we had a reading from Krishna book by Radha Leela, Devidasi, 8 years old, and she was reading about Dwaitvait Gorilla, which is very interesting. His history or background is interesting, is that the chapter begins by describing how he was a minister of Sugriva, and elsewhere I had read, I think from Jiva Goswami, how he was one of the monkeys who was participating in the battle for Sita Devi, and he fought on Lord Ramachandra's side against Ravan. And yet, somehow or another, although not much detail is given, by bad association, he became a demon and began doing all the same things that Ravana had done, capturing women, abusing them. Krishna books are very explicit about his nefarious activities, and so finally Lord Balaram killed him. And not to underestimate, therefore, the effects of bad association. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Asat Sangatyag, a Vaishnavachar. This is Vaishnavachar. This is the conduct of Vaishnavas. They just reject bad association. So, of course, bad association is of different types. Naturally, we think of those who are non-devotees, or even worse, Mayavadis, or even worse, those who are blasphemers. By the association of such people, unless one is able to elevate them due to his own advanced spiritual stature, one becomes contaminated. If one hears Mayavad philosophy, then everything is lost. And in the evening we were speaking with the devotees that, of course, there's the bad association of others, and then there's the bad association of identifying ourselves with our body and identifying ourselves with our mind. You could say the enemy within. We know that identification with the material body and therefore the demands of the senses and sense gratification only leads to degradation. And once again, if devotees do not become masters of their senses, vacho vegam, manasakoda vegam, jiva vegam, udarmushta vegam, if they become slaves of their senses then and of their mind, then they become degraded. And so Krishna advises Arjuna that chanchala himana Krishna, yes, it's flickering, and the mind is very difficult to control, but by detachment and constant effort, one must do so. Otherwise, one cannot be a yogi. Krishna says, unless one becomes a controller of the senses and of the mind, one cannot really become a yogi. How then can we also become a devotee? And of course, the mind is a very tricky thing because it's so very subtle. Therefore, we naturally tend to identify with it, with our thoughts, with desires, that this is what we want, rather than remembering that the mind is, the thoughts of the mind, the desires within the mind, are a byproduct of countless lifetimes of association with material energy, countless lifetimes of activities, their reactions, those reactions, and so it's not really what we want. We want to become happy, but our mind is falsely leading us to say that happiness is here and happiness is there, whereas actually real happiness is with Krishna. And that is the defect even of the Maya bodies, who in one sense have sort of neutralized the effects of the senses and in one sense have gained a sense of control over the mind, but because they haven't achieved positive shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, then aruyatichena param padam tata, again, they fall back down. So, under all circumstances, we really must be vigilant not to become a slave of our mind, not to become a servant of our mind, but we have to learn how to become a master. And for that, one requires real spiritual strength, and that spiritual strength comes from regulated principles, from chanting quality 16 rounds, from morning program, from regularly hearing, and from learning how to hear perfect authority. Perfect authority means Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. But that becomes our mind. Bhagavad Gita becomes our mind. Srimad Bhagavatam becomes our mind. And those Vaishnavas, gurus, spiritual masters who repeat those teachings, they become our guidance in our mind. Until that stage, as the mind becomes purified of all of its bad past habits, until then, how can we trust our mind? You cannot trust our mind because Krishna says, "Banduratmatmanasya atmanatmanasya na jita," that the mind can both be friend and enemy. It's friend when it's become purified of its bad habits, but otherwise, it's our enemy. And therefore, we cannot trust the enemy within. But rather, we must trust the higher authority of Krishna's guidance and therefore train ourselves to know what is right and what is wrong by the standard given to us by the Supreme Lord, not by the dictates of our mind. Otherwise, yes, and certainly there are many examples, unfortunately examples abound. Our mind can degrade us again, and even though we've come to Krishna consciousness, one can become, not only give up Krishna consciousness, but one can become a demon. Even though he had Lord Ramachandra's personal association, even though he associated with Sugriva and therefore Hanuman and other great devotees, but still, by that association, by not following the path given by Lord Ram and his associates, Dwidwit became a demon and ultimately met death at the hands of Lord Balaram. The thought for the day, Hare Krishna.